こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースをご紹介します。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でニュースについてコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方は、ポッドキャストの機能でスピードを遅くできますので、そちらを試してみてください。ではまず一つ目のニュース。インテルの科学コンテストで、携帯を30秒で充電できる装置を開発したカリフォルニアの女子高校生が入賞しました。これは 6.4 センチのスーパーコンデンサーと呼ばれるもので、1万回充電が可能ということです。で、車にも応用可能で、このコンテストで、得た賞金510万円はハーバードに入学する学費に充てるということです。
So they had a science contest hosted by Intel or sponsored by Intel, and a high school student created a supercapacitor capable of 10,000 charge cycles. It'll fit in your hand, and they think that this sort of technology will carry over to charge vehicles. So the main advantage being much faster charging. Right.
Mm.30秒すごいよね。
Yeah, so I mean, how long does it usually take to charge your phone?
1時間ぐらいじゃない
？Yeah.
多分 iPhone だとね。他の電話はちょっとわかんないけど、2人とも iPhone だもんね。でも18歳だよ。
What I think is really impressive is that it works with existing, you know, with the existing battery technology. This isn't, it's charging, I mean, is it charging...So the battery isn't that the supercapacitor though?
わかんない。
So did she change the battery inside her cell phone to a supercapacitor? She must have.
なんか普通の電池をこれで充電したら壊れそうじゃない
？Yeah, I would imagine.
ね、だって普段1時間かかってるのを30秒でできたらさ。
Because they say for electric cars.For electric cars, if you use the supercharging feature, that the battery won't last as long versus a trickle charge.
そうだよね。どうなんだろう。でも30秒あったら便利だけどね。なんかすぐ忘れちゃうもん、充電。
Well, initially, electric cars were taking 8 or 9 hours to charge. And they've managed to get that down to about 30 minutes to 80%.And they're saying that that's going to get, well, Elon Musk said that he's going to have it down to comparable to filling your gas tank. So just a couple of minutes. And he says that that's, you know, that's technology that he sees coming around like very soon.
Okay. それでも30分ってことでしょ？あ、違う。それだと短いのか。
Well, the existing one right now is
今だと30分。
Yeah.
そうか。だって、携帯も30分で充電できないのにね。そう考えるとすごくない？車は30分で充電できるのに、
yeah. and
携帯は1時間かかるのか。
Their car, I think, the Model S, the Tesla Model S has a range of like 300 miles or like almost 500 kilometers. You know, so that's a lot of batteries. That's a lot of battery power to be charging in 30 minutes. Even if it's just 80%.
OK。 まあどんどん速くなってありがたいですね。次のニュース、GIF と書いて GIF っていう、なんて言うんだろう、
ファイルタイプ、
そう、
ファイルエクステンション
を、まあ、日本だと GIF って結構みんな読んでると思うんですけど、他の国だと GIF って読んでる人が多くて、25年間それが、まあ、オンラインでも結構みんなのミステリーで、オックスフォードディクショナリーでは GIF でも GIF でもどっちでもいいですってことになってたんですけど、25年経った今、GIF の生みの親がこれは GIF じゃなくて GIF ですっていうふうに読み方を発表したっていう。
So this is regarding the pronunciation of the file extension .gif, which Westerners tend to pronounce it as GIF, whereas Japanese people have been sayingGIF or GIF. And so finally, the creator of this standard, how many years later is it?
25 years.
So 25 years later, comes out and says,
It's actually Jif.
But, you know, what I think is, like, I think that sort of thing expires. I think it's too late. I think, you know, I think you have to decide that when you come out with it, because, you know, culture has already owned it.
まあもうオックスフォードディクショナリーに載っちゃってるからね、どっちもいいですって。
Yeah.
で、それをまあ突っ込まれたみたいなの、なんかもう、ジフもギフもいいって辞書に書いてありますけど、どうですかって言われて、この生みの親は、いや、これは絶対ギフじゃなくてジフです。
That's really interesting, because usually something is decided at the beginning, and then it evolves into something else.、
Mm.
But in this case, it was kind of decided by the people, and now he's trying to revert it back to, you know, what he...Might have originally intended it to be.
まあね。でも私はずっと、まあ日本では結構みんな GIF って言ってるから、それが自然だったから、このニュース見た時も、まあそうだろうなって感じだったんだけど、ずっと GIF って言ってた、マイケル。
I always say GIF. But you know, I think if I was speaking Japanese, I might say JIF. So in English it'd be GIF, and in Japanese it'd be JIF. It doesn't have to be the same.Right?
まあね。
別にいいじゃん。
まあね。まあそういうちょっとちっちゃいニュースだったね、これは。Yeah. 次のニュースは、5月18日にフランスで同性婚が合法化されました。イエーイ、これはヨーロッパで7カ国目、世界で14カ国目となります。でまあ、フランスはヨーロッパの中でも、まあ、キリスト教の、なんていうの度合い、影響力が、まあ、ヨーロッパの中ではそこまで強くないって言われてたんですけども、それでも34万人の反対デモがあって、ただそれをまあ押し切って合法化にこぎつけました。で、それにちょっと関連して、78歳のフランス人の歴史学者が、それに反対して、ノートルダム寺院で頭を打って自殺しました。で、ノートルダム寺院っていうのはフランスでも一番人気の観光地で、観光客がその日もたくさんいたんですけども、まあ、12世紀に建てられて初めてノートルダム寺院で自殺が起きたということで、まあ、大きな話題になりました。
So on May 18th, France finally, well, maybe not finally, but France legalized gay marriage, and they were the seventh country to do so in Europe and the 14th country to do so globally. So it's not actually legal in that many countries. That's kind of surprising. What is this part? So 345,000
people.
1,000 people were rallying for this in France.And this individual who is adamantly against gay marriage, professor?
French historian who is 78 years old.
70-80-year-old French historian shot himself in the head and committed suicide upon hearing this news. It's really puzzling to me that people care so much. You know, what other people are doing or who other people are marrying.
And it's pretty ironical that he did it at Notre Dame 寺院。でもヨーロッパで7カ国目、世界で14カ国目だけど、アジアではまだ1カ国もないんだよね。
Really?
今一応台湾と中国が若干検討してるみたいな感じだけど。
Where's Japan on this issue?
日本は全然進んでない。
Really?
なんかあんまりデモとかも多分ヨーロッパとかに比べたら。
But I feel like Japan is so progressive with acceptance of transsexuals in popular culture. There are so many transsexuals on TV.
だけど、なんだろう、実際に理解して受け入れてるっていうよりは、こう珍しい、面白いみたいな感じじゃない、まだ日本は。
だからその実際、like、kind of it's sort of a novelty still and not really。
だから実際その法律を変えるとかそういうところまではなんだろう、別にそういう議論がそこまで進んでるわけではないと思うよ。その今ネットでも国会で同性結婚に関する検討が行われたことは現在ないって書いてあるから、国会で実際 それが話題になったことは。
But there has been a lot of progressive, a lot of new ideas are coming out these days in Japan. For example, you know what, well, I'll just segue into this next news topic actually, but they're planning or they're considering moving the time zone, the Japanese time zone, ahead by 2 hours. So, in other words, 6 p.m. would become 8 p.m. And what that does is that gives us, you know, a little bit more daylight. And in addition to the daylight, there's an argument that it's going to help trade and international communications. And particularly on the stock market, those times will line up better. A criticism of that would be, you know, simply that people go into work earlier. But in an effort to kind of make itself more relevant on the international platform, Japan is considering actually moving this time zone to be more in line with other countries.
そう、次のニュースなんですけど、まあ、日本で今標準時間を2時間前倒しにするという、アイディアが東京都知事から出されていて、というのはつまり、6時、午後6時だったら例えばそれが8時になるということ。ということはつまり、日照時間を無駄にしないというのが一つと、もう一つは、まあ、株式市場が早く開くので、それが、まあ、日本にとって、日本のエコノミーにとってメリットになるということ、まあ、ただその、まあ、ダウンサイドは冬暗い中に、まあ、早く通勤通学しなくちゃいけないっていうのと、まあ、その2時間時間を日本全体で前倒しするっていうのは結構大きなことなので、まあ、これから多分議論になっていくところです。
You know, I don't actually think it would be that big of a deal to do it because the United States does it every single year withDaylight saving time. You know, so it's possible. And there is an existing blueprint for how to do that. You just wouldn't change it back. And I think, you know, changing it back and forth is a little bit too, you know, getting a little too crazy anyways. And I like hearing about ideas like this. You know, I like knowing that people high up are actually thinking about problems in a new way. Whereas Japan has really beenSort of traditional and really conservative in the past.、
うん、そう、特に日本は他の、まあ、ヨーロッパとかアメリカとかに比べて多分日照時間が短いから、
yeah.
この早く行動することによって、まあ、例えばヨーロッパだドイツとかだと夏9時とか10時まで明るいから結構仕事の後みんななんか公園行ったりとか遊んだりできるけど、日本ってもう6時7時になると結構常に暗いもんね。そうするとなんか1日の長さの何感じ方がもう全然違うから、まあ、だからそのエコノミーにとっていいっていうのも、明るいうちに会社を出ると、まあ、その後もうちょっと消費行動に出るからっていうのはまあいいアイデアだと思うけどね。どうなんだろうね。こう全員が携帯とかパソコンとか全部変えなきゃいけないもんね。でもそれ以外になんかそんな大変なことある？
Most devices these days like update automatically their time. So I mean they're just, you know, they just make an announcement and you know it'd be on the news and then there'd be some old people that would take a while to figure it out. But you know other than that, I think we'd be okay. And I think、ね、it's a good idea.
ね。本当。
And you know they had that idea about having the trains run 24 hours too. And
それは私ちょっとどうかなと思ってんだけど。
You don't like it?
うん。なんでかっていうと、やっぱり日本ってサービス残業とかすごいじゃん。
Yeah.
で今ってこうギリギリあもう終電あるから帰りますって言って仕事抜けて帰る理由があるじゃん。すごいブラック企業とかでもね。だけど24時間になっちゃうと。いやまだ電車あるから帰れるじゃんって言われて、上司に言われて帰れなくなっちゃう日本の会社の人が絶対いると思うんだよね。だからそれだけちょっと心配。
Well, I think, you know, I think that aspect of culture needs to evolve anyways. I think people need to be more upfront about.
もちろんね、それが変われば一番いいけど、もうずっと変わってないから。
You think company parties and dinners and stuff are always going to go till like 4 a.m. now.
ないけいやパーティーだけじゃなくて仕事よ普通に仕事して残業してるときに終電があるから帰りますっていう言い訳ができなくなっちゃうじゃん。
Yeah, well, people shouldn't be working until 終電 anyways. That's ridiculous.
そうだから余計悪くなっちゃう。今こき使われてる人が、と思ってそれはねちょっと私はどうかなと思ってるんですけど個人的に。
You know, it's good that these ideas are out there to be debated and that you know they're getting attention and people are actually talking about.
そうね、あのあれじゃん何12月31日ニューイヤーの時に24時間走ってるじゃんでも電車、
yeah.
それはすごいいいと思うみんなどうせ外いるからはい、
So next there was a tornado in Oklahoma、I'm sure a lot of people are aware of this it was kind of a big deal it was a large tornado it cost $1 billion worth of damage destroyed thousands of homesinitial reports were based, they had duplicate counts on casualties and injuries and so forth. So initial reports suggested that there had been almost 100 deaths from the tornado. But it turns out there are 24 confirmed deaths from the tornado. So not as devastating as initially thought. Now this is, you know, this is good news.Winds of the tornado got as high as, over 500 kilometers per hour. What's the rating? EF5? EF5 tornado, I believe. I should check that, actually. The EF rating system was actually developedby Japan, believe it or not, despite the fact that there aren't that many tornadoes here. Yeah, it was rated an EF5 tornado. About 10,000 people were impacted by the tornado, and that means evacuations, that means homes, that means damage, to vehicles and so forth, because tornadoes tend to throw a lot of debris around. And there was also a significant power outage for a while.As tornadoes destroyed the power lines in the area.
次はオクラホマで起きた竜巻のニュースです。全部で10億ドルの損害と見られていて、まあ、何千もの家とか建物が、倒壊しました。で、最初のレポーティングでは、まあ、50人ぐらい
?It got as high as the 80s or 90s.
まあ、90人ぐらい。の死傷者が出ていると見られてたんですけれども、まあ、実際には不幸中の幸いで、まあ、幸いってこともないですけど、24人死亡が確認されました。ただ、まあ、1万人に今のところ被害が起きていて、まあ、みんな避難している状況です。で、まあ、停電とかも続いているということです。
They're actually pushing for laws to require, those tornado rooms.And tornado room being like an underground little spot that they can evacuate to. Because one problem is that a lot of people didn't really have anywhere to go. You know, so if they're at school, maybe they were dropped off by their parents and then they don't have, you know, somewhere where everyone can hide, then that's an issue. You know, whether it's a school or wherever you happen to be, a store, like...Because these things do kind of show up more or less out of nowhere. And, I mean, they have warning systems, but they're not perfect.
なんかニュースでシミュレーションやってたんだけど、本当にもうベッドとかも舞い上がって、もう本当に家の中が洗濯機みたいになってる。
Yeah, well, or worse. You know, the wind on its own probably, you know, isn't the main thing that causes the damage. It's what the wind throws at you. You know, so you have this tornado of debris, of pieces of cars, of pieces of wood, you know, various dangerous items traveling at 200 miles an hour. You know, it's not pretty.
ね、これこの後が大変だからね、みんな。
Yeah.
がれきを撤去したりとか。
Well, it's really common in Oklahoma. It's... happens a lot. They have a lot of tornadoes there. There are just parts of the world that just have tornadoes all the time. Oklahoma is one of them. This isn't the first time this has happened. You know, so they're considering, you know, what can we do to minimize the damage in the future. But, you know, we had a tornado in Japan last year. In Tsukuba? Yeah. There were videos of it on YouTube. If you go onto YouTube, you can see videos of the tornado in Japan. Japan does actually have tornadoes, believe it or not. So, be careful. On the subject of natural disasters, there was a magnitude 8.2 earthquake off the coast of Hokkaido. I say off the coast, but it was quite a ways north. It was closer to Russia, for sure. And, so big earthquake. Plates are moving around up there. You know, whether this is an indication of things to come or it just, it's an indicator of seismic activity. So it's good that we get a reminder once in a while that things can go bad.
まさに今日、北海道の沿岸といっても、まあ、ロシアにほぼ近いところでマグニチュード 8.2 の地震がありました。
So the new Xbox came out. I don't know how many of you are playing Xbox. But this is the newest, it's called the Xbox One. It's the only major update they've had since 2005. It has voice command technology, it can do Skype, so video calls, it plays Blu-ray, and one aspect of it that might be somewhat controversial is the gesture recognition technology. It's called Xbox Kinect, and while they did have the Kinect for the current Xbox, for the Xbox One, the Kinect has to remain turned on all the time. It works in the dark, and it's a camera and microphone. And so, using software, this enables software developers to do all kinds of new things. So video games where you're moving your arms and legs around, you know, whether it's a Dance Dance Revolution type thing or fighting.
Like FPS?
Yeah.
Xbox One という新しい Xbox が発表されました。これは2005年から8年ぶりのリニューアルで、今回 Skype ができるというのと、あと Blu-ray が見れるというのが売りで、あともう一つは、の変更点は Kinect というその、まあ、前からついてるモーションセンサー、まあ、動きをタッチする機能なんですけど、それが今回はオフにできないので、まあ、常にオンになっている状態で、赤外線を使っているので暗闇でも動きを感知するということです。で、まあ、これカメラとマイクがまあついていて、ゲームの幅がこれから広がるんじゃないかっていうことなんですけど、あれだよね、今回その手首とか肩を回すのもちゃんと検知できるっていう、感知できる。でもずっとついてるっていうのはどうなんだろうね。
It definitely raises a lot of privacy concerns. Because this means if your Xbox is on, that there is, and it is connected to the internet, it has to, I believe it has to remain connected to the internet as well. And so this, you have this camera and microphone on your TV, and it does actually spy on you to a certain extent. And the reason I say this is because it uses the camera. The Kinect feature has to be activated for you to buy movies on it. So if you, one feature that it has, or one function that the Kinect has, is if you're trying to watch a movie and you have like a bunch of people in the room, like you want to buy a movie but you have like 8 people in there, something ridiculous. Maybe, I don't know at what number of people it's no longer okay. But it will block you from buying movies by detecting, hey, you have too many people in the room. you know, you can't have this many people enjoy your movie at the same time, kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Personally, I'm really against that. I think that's ridiculous.
どういうこと?何人までっていう制限があるってこと?
Yeah. Yeah. And they use the Kinect camera to actually confirm how many people.
それすごいな。 実際何人までOKなんだろうね?
I don't know.
友達いっぱいいちゃダメってことじゃん。
Well, it's ridiculous because if you go to the, you know, if you go to the video store and you buy a video and you put it in your TV, like what you're buying is that ability to show it on your TV. You're buying the ability to show it on your TV. Why is there suddenly a limit of how come they're controlling how many people can be in front of my TV?
ね、でもそれ結構最近イシューになってというか。
I imagine, you know, they're going to be selling like products where, you know, you put some mask over your face or or you dress like a lamp.
でも買ってるのにね、なんかその前さブルース・ウィリスがあのイシューにしてたじゃん。その自分がiTunesとかで買った音楽を自分が死んだ後に、なんだろう、例えば娘とかにあげられない。
アセットなのにあげられないって。例えばそのハードでDVD買ってたらもう簡単にできることがデータになってると急にできなくなってるっていう。まあそう、新しいからね。まあいろいろこれからそうやってルールとか変わっていくんだろうけど。そのカメラで人数見てるっていうのはすごいね。さすがに。In the dark too.
ね?
That's creepy. Because what if someone, I mean, couldn't, It's definitely possible that some crazy hackers out there could hack the Xbox system.
だって今それパソコンでもできるからね。それでストーカーされてた子とかいるじゃん。
Oh, like through your computer?
うん。知らない間にカメラオンにずっとされてて。
Well, that's a more established kind of platform. These online game networks have a history of being hacked and compromised and people's data being lost or people's data being compromised. It happened to PlayStation not too long ago. You know, so that's why I kind of have these flashbacks of, oh yeah, well, what about when this happened?
Mm.
You know, because if they can steal your sensitive information, why couldn't they hack your video feed? You don't want strangers looking into your house using your TV.
ね、それは怖いね。でも そうだね。何人いるか見えてるだけでも結構怖いけどね。
I'm assuming you can't just put a piece of tape over it. You know, like, it's smarter than that. You know, you have to wonder, you know, how is this moving towards the HAL 9000 kind of, you know, intelligent AI computer types of, because it has voice commands, right? You know, so that's step one towards the whole Siri thing.
ね、本当2001年宇宙の旅。It's
this online, you know, cloud-based supercomputer that's looking at you
24/7.
You know, monitoring millions of people in millions of homes. All these video cameras. Just think for a second. Imagine a map of the world and imagine all these houses with live webcams, infrared webcams monitoring all these people. It's a little bit creepy.
Nah, and soon it will be connected with Facebook. 友達とか顔認証とかあるじゃん。
Yeah,
もう誰か名前とかも分かっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah, like Bob will walk into the room and then your Xbox is going to be like, oh, hello, Bob.
ね、もう浮気とかしたらすぐバレちゃうよ。
Yeah, don't cheat in front of your Xbox One.
すごい世界になりそうですね、ちょっと。
Yeah. I'm sure people get caught on Skype too. They'll like leave it on.
ね. はい. 以上.
That's it, right?
ではまた来週.
以上です.
はい、ありがとうございます.
ありがとうございます.